The choices we make in life have a huge impact on our well-being. We know that. And yet, how often do we still make bad choices and have to live with the consequences? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Let me ask you, if you had to travel from A to B and you had the choice of a well-made four-lane highway on the one hand or a washed-out dirt track clinging precariously to the side of a steep mountain on the other, which way would you choose? Look, I'm a bit of a thrill seeker, so I like taking the scenic route when I have time. But I have to tell you, in that instance, I'd choose the safer, easier road every time. I'm sure you would too. And yet all too often, we choose the dangerous road, the road of pride and selfishness, the path of deceit and injustice. And almost without fail, we come to grief time and time again. Like that should be a surprise to us, right? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17. Good people try to avoid evil. They watch what they do and they protect themselves. Isn't it interesting that here in this verse, God equates goodness with protection? They watch what they do is literally what it says. In other words, when we make good choices, when we choose the good road rather than the bad one, when we try to avoid the evil road, we end up in a much better place. In one sense, it's obvious, sure it is, but we can be slow learners. It's taken me a while to work this truth out in my life, but little by little, I'm learning to steer clear of the bad way, to avoid the evil, and to take the safer way, the right way, and surprise, surprise, you know, it's a much, much better way. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And indeed, God's word is cram-packed full of the wisdom and the power that we need to help us make good choices, to avoid evil, to end up in that better place. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.